Good morning and welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. In the July 1956 edition of the National Geographic magazine, there was an article by the Canadian naturalist H. Roy Ivor entitled "The Enigma of Bird Anting." After all this time, I still recall that article, and very well, because back then I was starting to really appreciate birds, and the word enigma was new to me. I had to ask somebody what it meant. The article told of a peculiar behavior that Audubon had observed in the early 19th century and that had first been described scientifically in 1935. The behavior takes two forms: active anting, in which a bird takes ants in its bill and rubs them over its feathers, and passive anting, in which the bird splays itself over an anthill and lets ants swarm over its feathers. This behavior has been observed in over 200 species of birds worldwide. So what is it that the birds are doing with the ants? In the old National Geographic article, there was no firm conclusion. The most likely conjecture went as follows. When disturbed, ants emit chemicals, notably formic acid. Formic acid kills feather mites in birds. So by anting, a bird is apparently removing parasites from its body. Interestingly, in the absence of ants, some birds have been observed using citrus fruits and other acidic substances like vinegar, other insects, or even mothballs, all apparently producing the same sensation as formic acid. Over the years, there have been other studies and observations about bird anting, and yet here we are in 2012, and when we ask the purpose of anting, the answers are essentially the same as they were before. Answers full of words like possibly and perhaps and poorly understood and presumably. So the birds continue to practice anting while we continue to wonder what it's all about. It is still, as it was back in 1956, an enigma.